This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Chocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Evans with us. You know, Rich, you mentioned the GMO mosquito release in the United States, in one particular state, Florida, I believe. And it's an absolute outrage that the people have no say in pretty much everything that goes on today. That's one of them. So some non-elected, or another way of saying it, non-selected representative made that decision, and out they went. Someone opened the jar and out they went to invade the planet. Because these mosquitoes don't know the borders of Florida. Just like who allows these Tesla semi-autopilot vehicles to be unleashed on the road, crashing into people, places, and things, including stopped police cars and rear-ending tractor-trailer trucks and signs and pylons, etc.? Who approved this? It's unacceptable. And so when we have the purge, these people will have to go underground because the rest of society is going to lose their temper. Because what do you do if one of these Musk mobiles crashes into one of your children? Is it okay? Or do you go find Lucille? And then you and Lucille go and find whoever caused it, including the board of directors. So these people, if you look at an image of Elon and you see his smiling, grinning face, he's laughing at us. So is Jeff Bezos. So is Bill Gates. They're all laughing at us because they've built their fortunes on the backs of we, the little people, the bottom 93%. How is it that Amazon can ship things? You can buy a product in a package, Amazon can ship it to you for less than you could ship the empty box that it came in across the street from you. How's that possible? Because they have special deals. Amazon has a special deal with each of the carriers that you aren't privileged to have. Why is it that you can't drive a Porsche 959 on the road? Because you don't have a special deal. That's the kind of thing that Rich has been talking about for 10 years. He's been telling anyone who will listen in class that there are different rules, laws, and accountability for them versus us. And it's outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. We can't even find what's in the food we eat because we have selected people posing as representatives who are selling us out at every turn. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. Yeah, this is why we need, you know, we spend a lot of time on this broadcast talking about ideas and solutions, and I talk about conferences that should be popping up around every state in this country, because when we have no rule of law, no accountability, or a special set of tiered rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in, they're using divide and conquer strategies because they care about how you vote. They want you to vote with the elite class, and then they call you useful idiots because certain people of certain groups are demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job because they feel entitled to play the victim group status card. Ben Carson talks about this in great detail. Candace Owen talks about this in enormous detail, and many people do. Thousands, millions of people do. It's just that they get shadow banned. Okay, they get blocked. They get deleted or edited. This is why we have to talk everywhere. Connect these dots, folks. You know, I just went through a bunch of different COVID variations and propaganda and a lot of truths by certain experts. Why do you think I've talked about the masks and signs around the world that I've gleaned off of truthful websites? Literally, not just paraphrasing, but reading these signs where they say, don't look at each other, don't talk to each other, don't have eye contact, because they don't want people having contact, period. They definitely don't want procreation. God forbid you get somebody pregnant. But they don't even want people learning from one another. That's exactly why these conversations have to be taking place at a restaurant, at a gas station, in a parking lot, on a hiking trail. You know, you can't, this is not a left-right paradigm. Too many people think, the low-information voters think it really is. It's not even close. It's an aristocracy takeover of power, money, and control consolidation. It's not about these politically correct buzzwords like equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusiveness. These are BS words. It's a takeover of liberty, of freedom, of the rule of law, and giving immunity to the elite in every aspect, in every context. And we won't be around because these people want major depopulation. I mean, here's the next article right here. Joe Biden is still going to be president after this audit. This was a judge that issued this statement. So even though Mike Lindell on frankspeech.com created this new documentary, Absolute Interference, and proves election fraud, proves that Donald Trump won 80 million votes and Joe Biden won only 66. Even though it's proven, even though our Supreme Courts refuse to look at it, we need to discuss ideas and solutions. We need to educate one another. And if somebody says, oh, well, I can't listen to this because I'm liberal and I'm brainwashed or I'm this or I'm that. No, it's not a left-right paradigm. These conversations need to be discussed. Math, science, trends, data. These we need to share it. The people do. I mean, here's an LGBT educator. Quote, I'm quoting this. I'm not making this up. This is, a published article in the public domain. Fourth graders are already trying anal sex. I didn't even know a fourth grader could do that. I want you to think about what's going on here, folks. Vince, if it's okay with you, I'd like to go back to News in a Flash unless there's certain things you want to discuss.
Sure, sure. Do you plan to discuss what you and I discussed privately yesterday on the phone about what would you do?
Oh, okay. Let's go ahead and do that just to give people a break. I pardon me, folks, I just really feel in this limited time to give as much information as possible. So what Vince is talking about is, you know, we talk about this privately often. You know, we talk about inflation, we talk about deflation, stagflation, you know, the purchasing power of money, the velocity of money. We talk about all this stuff, and it basically boils down to we come to this one, not really a conclusion, but a question that I have with a lot of people off the air and a lot of people on the air. It doesn't matter what radio program I'm on. And we talk about, well, what do you do with the money? And, you know, Vince always says, well, I got my farm and I'm going to invest it into animals, into machinery, into parts, into, you know, skill sets. And that's all great. But I kind of funneled the question to Vince yesterday a little bit and saying, well, Vince, when you look at most people in America, they either rent or they live in a cookie cutter follower subdivision mentality. And I say, for those people who don't want to buy a farm, whether they're afraid to, they don't have the capital resources to, they're not willing to work that hard. They have no skill sets regarding gardening or farming or raising animals or hunting and fishing, and they want to stay in that cookie-cutter subdivision house, but they're out of debt. So they're a little bit of an older American. What do they do if they get a windfall of money, let's say $500,000, and they see, I check the Forex every day, my gosh, the dollar's dropping. Holy smokes, folks. You need to look at that. I can talk about this for an hour. I'm not going to, but I'm going to stay on point here. Vince, we talked about, what do you do to the majority of Americans who don't want to farm, who don't want to buy the land, who want to stay in that, you know, that cookie cutter half acre subdivision home, but they get a windfall of money? What would you do? And go ahead and take it from there, Vince.
And I mentioned that I used to be that guy. And, you know, the guy who rented, you know, when I was younger, I rented an apartment. I rented an apartment on the East Coast. I rented one on the West Coast. And I realized that it's not a great plan. You have neighbors. As a matter of fact, one night, Mrs. Finelli and I were coming back to our apartment in California. We had started a company with Bert and Andy. We're coming back late, and my car, the next morning, there was no parking space when we came back, and the next morning my car was gone. Now, that wouldn't happen at a home. No one would steal your car out of your garage, but when you live in an apartment, that can happen. Another time on the East Coast, we were coming back, and there was a fire. Smoke was bellowing out of this block of apartments. They're, you know, wood frame apartments, and ours was in this block. And I was trying to get people to pay attention and get out and call the fire department. This is before cell phones in the 80s. And so I was in the parking lot blowing the horn, getting people to wake up saying, hey, who's that idiot out there blowing his horn, you know, late at night? So living in an apartment is a dangerous environment. Well, so you asked me, what would I do if I came into a windfall? So what would a windfall be? Well, it could be, and you mentioned being out of debt. So if I were out of debt and I had a house, let's say it was worth between $100,000 and $200,000, which is what they're worth today, typical average house, I'd sell it. I'd sell that darn house that's on a quarter of an acre in a cookie-cutter environment, and I take the money and I would buy a farm in a very remote area, an area where people haven't decided to land yet, an area that doesn't have police, doesn't have sidewalks, doesn't have traffic lights, doesn't have trash pickup, doesn't have an incorporation for the town. I live outside the town, an unincorporated town. And I would save money, and I would build a shell of a structure. Okay? I wouldn't put in brass. I wouldn't put in granite. I wouldn't put in, you know, expensive anything, except for top quality insulation, good structure, good roof, and I would do without so that I could have that. Meaning, I wouldn't have the fancy trappings and the, you know, lots of walls and all those kinds of things. I would live as a minimalist, but I'd get out of Dodge. That's what I would do. And that's kind of what I did do. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Keep it. God, you're take my. When you go for 2 seconds, 30.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, Richard, probably some students in the class are thinking they can't do it. It's just too expensive, etc. It can't happen overnight. You just can't say, listen, I want to be prepared. I've never done it before, but I'm going to be prepared. And I spent all my money, haven't saved anything, and then you want to have some magic result. I don't know a silver bullet for this. I only know about hard work, savings, and putting lots of sweat equity into the project or projects. So when Mrs. Fennelli and I, we bought our first house together back in the late 1970s, and it was a really nice house. And I asked Mrs. Fennelli, would you rather have an engagement ring or would you rather have another room in a house that we buy? And she said, that's easy. I'd rather have another room. So Mrs. Fennelli, I've never bought Mrs. Fennelli engagement ring, but I found one at a gun show. I think it was like $60, 60. So I think she got that. But that was just a couple years ago. We've been married 41 years. So we bought this really nice top-of-the-line house in a neighborhood. It was top-of-the-line. It was built in 1945. But it was run down. So it was the worst house in the best neighborhood. And that's a strategy. You get the worst house in the best neighborhood. Then we fixed it up, painted it, and we made it look as good as all the other houses. So that house appreciated over the time we had it by a factor of 3. Actually, a little more than a factor of 3. And so we sold it, and we paid our mortgage, double payments, triple payments, etc. And we got that mortgage down really fast. We sold it. We cashed out. Took all the cash from that house in the neighborhood. It's on a third of an acre. It's a brick, two-story colonial. I'll tell you how big it was. It was 4,000 square feet. So that's a pretty big house. And it sold to a vice president of one of the biggest banks in the country. And you'd recognize the name, but I won't say it. And we took that money from the sale of that house, and we bought a farm and paid cash for it. And we bought some cows, and we learned how to raise cows. I never had cows before, never had chickens before. Had some ducks when I was a child, but never raised chickens for eggs. Never really had a real garden. And, you know, we cleaned up that house and made it even better and sold it. Because it doubled in value. Actually, more than doubled in value. And took that money and paid cash for the land in Missouri. 241 acres. And then we built a house. Now, we didn't have enough money to buy the land and build a house, but almost. And our son and I worked 18 months freezing in the winter, sweating in the summer to build this house. 14, 16 hours a day. Every day. No vacations for 18 months just to get it closed in.
Hey, Vince,
and this is a
Vince,
nice
let me
house.
Let me intersect if I may, please.
Sure.
Where I'm looking at, and what you did was, you know, you did it right. You did it. You had time to spare, and you did the right procedure and process with time leverage and savings, and you did it right. But I guess where my question was a little more, where I was concentrating on was the people who don't have the ability, don't want to learn how to be in a farm, want to stay in that cookie cutter subdivision, but they get a a windfall of money. And I know the big answer is that everybody on the internet is saying is silver and gold and Bitcoin. I get that. But what would you say to those people who don't want to move rural, who don't want to do that kind of hard work and have a garden and put up fencing and raise animals or hunt and fish or live off grid? For somebody who wants to stay in that cookie cutter subdivision, which when you look at renters and people in America, that is by far the majority. So I'm just saying, what would you do with that windfall if they wanted to stay in that cookie cutter subdivision house? What advice would you have? And granted, there is no correct silver bullet answer. Get it?
I have no advice for them because they don't want to improve their lives. They don't want to grow. They don't want to learn new things. They want to stay in that cookie cutter environment. Go to the restaurants. Go to Disney, etc. Take vacations. I know people like that. And they are always in a cash flow crisis. The only way
you hear the headlines, you know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FDA is expected to authorize Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 12 to 15 by next week. That's according to a federal official and a person familiar with the process. Pfizer in late March released preliminary results from a vaccine study of 2,260 U.S. volunteers aged 12 to 15, showing there were no cases of COVID-19 among the fully vaccinated adolescents. One man is dead after a tree fell in his car as a tornado touched down in Atlanta, Georgia area on Monday. Severe weather threatened more than 100 million people from the southern plains through the mid-Atlantic. Tuesday is expected to bring more severe weather to the southeast United States. Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa, on Monday requested additional information regarding potential conflicts of interest related to John Kerry, President Biden's special envoy for climate, and his previous involvement in finance and energy investing after he left government under President Obama. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Election audits for the 2020 U.S. election are moving forward despite continued attempts by Democrats to end the process. Arizona Secretary of State and Audit Director Ken Bennett tells One America News Network the audit is growing in numbers.
It's going well. Overnight, we went from 20 counting locations on the floor to 46. The subcontractor that's in charge of the hand count is working hard through some temp service agencies here in the state to get the additional people that would be required for that. So, but hopefully in the next day or two, they'll be ready to fully staff that. And then if we go to three shifts, which I think they're talking about, we will almost triple our throughput. So.
Don't expect daily updates, as the details of the audit will be released at one time in the near future.
No, we won't be announcing any of that until the end of the audit. So right now we're just counting the ballots. And they are looking, you know, at paper evaluation to see if, you know, are there folds in the ballots that were returned by mail? Are the ovals filled in by a handwritten marking instrument as opposed to a Xerox machine that just marked a bunch of ballots? But all of the audit results and findings will be part of the final report. We're not going to do a little bit every day because we might find some good things one day and bad things the next.
It's all about election integrity. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Land and business owners. That's what tax laws do. They favor land and business owners. So if you want to enjoy life and be less of a slave, you have to do one of two things. Have a business, because if you have a business, there are a lot of tax deductions you can take. And by the way, Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and Warren Buffett, you know, the elite, the wealthy, that's what they do. And in terms of what did Bill Gates do with some of his money? He bought a bunch of farmland. He's the number one farmland owner in the country. Not the largest landowner, but the largest farmland owner. Now, why do I keep saying farm? Because a farm is the best of everything. You get more tax deductions. You get lower taxes per acre of land than in a cookie-cutter development or neighborhood. And you have freedom from people being right at your door all the time. You don't have the traffic. And you can do things that other people generally don't even think about. So, for example, if I want to use a four-wheeler, I just take it out. I don't have to put it on a trailer and take it to some location where I use it for a day. I just use it whenever the heck I want to. And if I want another a four-wheeler, I'll just buy one if I can afford one and if I can justify one for the farm. If I can't justify it for the farm, I don't buy it. If I want a dirt bike to get on and check the cows quickly, I'll get to use one of those. I actually have one. If I want a truck, I can buy one for the farm. I can deduct grass seed. I can deduct fertilizer. I can deduct clover seed. I can deduct all the equipment necessary to apply it, and the fuel, and the clothes, and the shoes, you know, and the safety glasses, and the hearing protection, and my hat, and gloves. Now, can the average guy do that? Can the average guy buy a pair of leather gloves, work gloves, and deduct them on their taxes? No. But I can. And every farmer can. And you can. So the whole point is, if someone wants to live in a cookie-cutter environment, and they get some money, and they want to know what to do with it, the answer is exactly what I've been doing. Land, parts, animals, etc. But it's work. It's not for the lazy boy bonbon eating set. It's not for them. It's a lot of work, but it's a great lifestyle. And I wouldn't trade it. I had the other lifestyle, but I'm not going back. I don't want a job. I don't want a boss who knows less than I do telling me what to do and who could fire me on the spot and cause me to lose my house. And if I had a car payment, lose the car. I don't want that. I want to be in control of my own destiny. And the only way that I can think of to do that, that works for almost every circumstance, is a farm. You know, Rich, you lived in New York City. Would you go back?
Oh, hell no. I wouldn't go back to a blue state if you gave me $1 billion.
Right.
Meaning that I had to stay there.
And you know, you and I talked about this. You and I talked about this off the air. And it's like, what would I sell our farm for? I would not sell our farm for 10 times what it would bring at market. So let's say, I don't know, I'll just come up with a number. Let's say $100,000. If our farm was at market worth $100,000, I wouldn't sell it for $1 million. If it was worth $1 million, I wouldn't sell it for $10 million. I wouldn't do it because I can't replace it. I cannot replace it. It's too much sweat equity put into it. And I'm kind of like that. I mean, when I was in college, if I took a class that was really, really difficult for me, I didn't just drop it, you know, keep my grade point average up. I just suffered through it. I stuck with it. That's kind of what I'm like. I stick with it. And even though I haven't had a pay raise in 10 years here at USA Prepares, I'm still here. And you haven't had one either, have you?
No.
Yeah,
I live below my means. I know the fine line between needs and wants. And, you know, when you live off-grid, you live with solar, you grow your own produce, you hunt your own meat or raise it. It's definitely a different lifestyle. I mean, I don't have heat unless I cut firewood. I mean, I don't have heat.
Right.
I mean, that's just the
way.
We
don't either. We don't have hot water either, unless we cut firewood. And neither does Gwyneth. So Gwyneth and Rich and I all live in a demanding lifestyle. But it's a great lifestyle, because no one tells me I have to show up at 8 o'clock and that I'm going to leave it at 5. And if I get sick, I don't have to call anybody.
It's not just demanding. There's no choice. You know, now that we live in an era where hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications no longer matter, we live in an era where you get a job based on what group you're in. you know, that's why the work has been delegitimized, which eliminates value of every context. Hey, Vince, if it's okay with you, I know we're short on time. Is it okay if I mention some more of these surreal news in the flash articles?
Yeah, please do. I just thought that the class would benefit from learning that, yes, they can. I did it. You did it. I mean, you weren't raised to build a farm from scratch, and neither was I. But we did it.
And I don't use this word enough. They're missing out on the fun. The pioneering and the homesteading of raw land is fun. And, you know, we can make a whole broadcast out of that. But I'm going to go on to more news in a flash just to show you the surreal 1984 Orwellian nature and context that we live in. And it's hard to believe this is America. Is it okay if I continue, Vince?
You bet.
Thank you, sir. Okay, newly declassified report. FBI spied on Americans. Spied on Americans without a warrant in search for right-wing domestic extremists. Think about this. Those people who were proponents of the elite and their unconstitutional behavior, covering up their crimes, they're using the FBI as brown shirts, as mercenaries, as Gestapo against the people. Do you know that Christopher Steele had prepared a second dossier on President Trump while he was in the White House for the FBI? What words come to mind, folks? Corruption? Rogue? Let me decode the new mission statement of the FBI. You ready for this? Over 1 million combat soldiers died in vain for America. So what? That is the FBI's new mission statement. Next, globalism, Canadian martial law declared church services will be stopped using any force necessary. Again, people, everything I'm reading to you is published articles in the public domain. Next, Canada introduces a bill to police all internet speech. See, this is how the Nazis work. When we talk about communism, authoritarianism, tyranny, dictatorships, totalitarianism, fascist, they need to control the media. They need to get rid of citizen journalists. They need to control the police. They need to create brown shirt groups like Antifa and Black Lives Matter. They need to eliminate due process. They need to create more government schools for control and be anti-homeschool. They need to invade private property. They need to basically sell out the people using the corporations, the courts, the lawyers, the judges under the guise of justice. They need to create voter and election fraud. In other words, they need to convince you that the citizens who has always expected the government to work for them and not the other way around, they need you to think that way. Okay, they need to make you think that you are just sheeple, that you're a product, you're an asset to be traded, to be used, to be abused. And nobody I know is anti-government or anti-big corporations or anti-too big, too corrupt, overspending, incorporated, elite control, anti-constitutional, manipulative. That's the kind of government that the people are against. Next. Pompeo on the Kerry report. Looks like while I was briefing President Trump, Kerry was briefing Zarif. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Zarif is that Iran's foreign minister was behind Israel was behind the tax of Iranian assets. I think this was on tape. So we've gotten to a situation where we have our high government officials literally creating treason, sedition, and espionage against the people. It's appalling. Next, Florida legislator passes bill banning vaccine passports. Governor DeSantis, you are an American hero. Thank you so much for what you're doing for our country, specifically Florida. We wish you were in every state. And Governor Greg Gianforte in Montana is doing a heck of a job, too. Next, Biden DOJ raids Giuliani's Manhattan apartment. This is called Banana Republic stuff, folks. Intimidation. This is literally what a failed state does. Next, Biden, you're going to love this one. Are you sitting down, folks? Biden visits elementary school in Virginia and asks the children if they're high schoolers. Can't make this stuff up. But in the joint session of Congress, 11 million viewers compared Trump's 48 million viewers, but Joe Biden still won 81 million votes in the election. Right. Next, CBS junk. You're going to love this, too. CBS's junk poll claiming 85% approved of Biden's speech. But when they dug into it, out of the 1,000 viewers, only 169 were Republicans. People, you got to read between the lines. Everything that comes out of the mainstream media, and I mean everything, I'm talking 100% now, is lies, gaslighting, propaganda, hoaxes, including hate hoaxes, false flags. Everything is a divide-and-conquer strategy and false and BS. Everything. Next, Arizona GOP leader Kelly Ward sounds the alarm. Democrat Secretary State Hobbs is sneaking Democrat operatives from biased companies into the Maricopa County audit. See, this is what's called when you have to hide your crimes. They're pleading guilty right here. Next. CNN poll shows 70% of Republicans don't believe Biden legitimately won the election, and CNN are triggered. Well, it's a lot higher than that, folks. Trust me. That's what the polls show. It's probably more like 85%. We'll be right back after this break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us. Rich, just to put an exclamation point on what you've been saying for years, there are about 213 economies and territories in the world. Bill and Melinda Gates' assets are larger than 153 of them. So when you talk about the wealth of the top few percent, those two have more combined assets than 153 of the 213 economies and territories of the world. So they're really up there. Let me say it very carefully. Their assets ranks higher than 153 of the world's 213 economies and territories. Back to you.
Well, yeah, and I've talked about laws of excess and tied it to the economy in many a monologue over the years, and tied that to elite crimes and cover-ups. And if we had laws of excess, we wouldn't be in this position. Nobody in the world would be in this position. So what I'm going to do, Vince, we're down to seconds here. I'm just going to do as many news in a flash as possible. And again, I want to thank everybody for being here, everybody for listening. And Vince, thank you again for allowing me to exercise our First Amendment right that so many combat soldiers gave their life for our liberties and freedoms, which our institutions and people in higher up corporations and government is ignoring. Next, CNN caught harassing election workers outside the Arizona audit. So basically, the powers that be, whether they use mainstream media or big corporations or big government, they're demonizing, discrediting, and delegitimizing people who are doing their job because they're taking away our voice. They're saying you don't have a voice for your own safety, for your prosperity, and your survival. That's what they're telling you. Next. Democrat law groups ask DOJ for immediate federal intervention in Arizona audit. Basically, please stop the audit. They're going to use terms like federal intervention because they don't want the truth to come out, even though there's been months and months and months where probably these machines and these ballots have already been fixed, and we'll find out. So if they find, say, 200,000 that's ineligible, it's probably going to be more like $500,000. Next, Schwab wants a digital citizenship to use the internet. So basically, you have to be approved to read things on the internet that's going to be propagandized to make you think a certain way. Wrap your head around that. Next, powerful teachers union influenced CDC on school reopenings, and they got proof via emails, hard copies of it. Next, 63,000 violent felons to be granted early release in California. You think this guy Newsom isn't liking what's happening with his recall in California? You really think these people care about you? You really think this is a left-right paradigm? No, it's the people who are willing to be bought and paid for, whether they're Democrats or rhino Republicans, to consolidate power, money, and control and eliminate every part of your life and joy. Next, Idaho becomes first state to ban critical race theory in public school. Every state should ban this. Basically, this throws gasoline on racism and creates racism. It influences racism. It creates the more divide and conquer strategies. I wish we had more time because we can talk about this for an hour. Next, bailed out General Motors to make electric cars in Mexico. So they use your taxpayer dollars to be bailed out. You pay for everything through inflation, taxes, and cost shifting, and they're going to Mexico. Left-right paradigm, folks? Don't think so. Next, University of Chattanooga football coach fired for calling Stacey Abrams Fat Albert. You cannot make this stuff up. Next, Antifa terrorists issued direct physical threat to Portland mayor. Resign or else. This is what happens when you hire mercenaries in brown shirts. Same thing happened in Nazi Germany. Same thing happened in the USSR and the black shirts, the Red Guard. This is what happens. It's history repeating itself. And if you read Marx, the Communist Manifesto, and Alinsky, and the Frankfurt School, and Cloward and Piven, it's all there. Next, biobarcodes. GOP spores hidden in food to track supply chain spraying your food with the genetically modified spores. Not kidding. One in five electric vehicle owners in California switch back to gas power because it's too much of a hassle. People, I have so much, I can't get through with it all. Vince, if you have a last word, go for it.
No, I agree with everything you've said. And we need to take back America, class. Unfortunately, it's going to be a mess when we do. Rich, thank you so much for being with us today. I'm not advocating violence.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.